talk about models. We talk about professional athletes. And by the way, these professional athletes who get paid millions of dollars, who build their bodies up, and they look like the Incredible Hulk, and yet you see them slapping their girlfriends and spouses around in elevators, they're not men. Amen? They're not men. They may be boys on steroids. They may be boys who have egos bigger than this planet, but they're not men when they treat the people in their lives the way they treat them. Why on God's green earth do we elevate those people? Why do we look at them and say, you are a role model for my kid? Let's get back to basics. Let's get back to who we are as believers. Let's get back to who we represent and get back to being true to our values and recognize that these bullies are not men. These bullies are immature punk boys. Let's elevate manhood. Let's elevate masculinity in the godly sense of the word. And let's do that for the good of our society. On a more basic note, when was the last time that we prayed? And listen to me, parents. When was the last time that we prayed for our child to be godly? That as they go to their schools, and by the way, your kids are facing things in schools. As has already been mentioned, kids are bullied. Kids are attempting to, and in some cases are successful at taking their lives because they don't know how to handle that pressure. That's where we come in. We've got to teach our children how to be resilient and how to look at their lives more than on that one-dimensional plane of where their friends are and who they're accepted by. We have to give them, we have to dignify them in the relationship that they have with Christ Jesus. So we play a role in that. We cannot shirk that responsibility. We cannot placate that. We cannot push that off to a spouse. We cannot push that off to a youth ministry. We cannot push that off to a Christian school. We have to take that bull by the horns and run with it. Because I want to reiterate something. Godly children get the devil's attention. If our children are godly, if our children are living a life of pleasure to God, then the devil's not going to look at them and say, hey, I know Jesus, and I really respect Paul. Oh, and by the way, I know who you are too, bad boy. I know who you are too, because you're one of Jesus' kids. And the last time I checked, you're kicking butts and not taking names. That's the kind of kids we need. And they start where a lot of your kids are right here in this room, right here, all the way up. Jack woke up to people screaming, but it wasn't a dream. Jack woke up with his wife, Sarah, grabbing the steering wheel of their minivan because he had fallen asleep behind the wheel. Jack and Sarah literally get into a tug of war. Sarah's trying to pull the van over to keep it from crossing the center line, and she barely does so as to miss an oncoming car. And she pulls it over. It goes over against the guardrail, and it scrapes the van down the side of the rail. Jack, trying to wrestle the car back, looks up ahead. Only a few thousand feet ahead, he sees a guardrail and embankment that goes down over 100 feet. And Jack and Sarah, as they are wrestling with the steering wheel, finally Jack comes to his senses and says, I've got to take control of this car, or else we're going to die. And so he pushes Sarah's hands off the wheel. He takes it, he steadies the wheel, and he hits the brake with all of his force, and that van skids and stops inches away from the guardrail, plummeting themselves and their family over there, over that embankment, and almost certain to their death. Men, we cannot sleep behind the wheel. Too many men in our culture, too many men in our churches have gone to sleep behind the wheel. got to wake up. We've got to take control. And one of the most godly and one of the most affirming things you can do for your wife is to look at her and say, honey, I'm sorry I've been putting this burden on you to be responsible for taking our kids to church and children's church and youth groups and saying the prayers with them at night before they go to bed. I've been focused on making a living. But today, honey, I want you to know that I'm taking control of the wheel. I'm going to relieve you of that massive burden that you've been having. And I'm going to come in and I'm going to be the man of God. I'm going to be the husband of God. I'm going to be the daddy of God that this family needs.